Evacuation orders are still in place for the nearly 200,000 people living below the Oroville Dam in Northern California. But the good news? This is the second largest reservoir in the state. Water the dam holds back, and those water levels are falling. The evacuation order came late yesterday afternoon when water spilled over the dam into one emergency spillway, which burst a hole, and then into a second spillway, which threatened to break and flood the area. Today, officials hope to plug the first spillway break with rocks carried by helicopters. John Sepulvedo is host of the California Report on KQED, a Here and Now contributor. So, John, are these structural infrastructure problems with the spillway which burst a hole? Or is this because there's been so much rain that maybe nothing could have held that water?
Well, there's been a ton of rain. The fact that somebody hasn't just built up an ark and started gathering animals two by two is pretty amazing. We have not seen this type of rain in Northern California in many years, as I'm sure Here and Now listeners are very aware of. There's been a big drought in California, so that's part of it. The ground is essentially can't absorb all the water that's falling. The second part is that this actual spillway, so there's the dam that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. That dam is the second largest, as you said, in the state. And it needs to reach about 900 feet high, full of water, and then it starts to spill over. So it did that, and it started spilling over. And the spillway has, which was built about 40 years ago, had never been tested before. So nobody really understood whether it would hold, because when it was built, it hasn't been used since. So the idea that all of a sudden all of this water is filling up in the spillway to this area that had really, again, never been used before, I think that combined with the sheer amount of water is what caused some of this resettlement to go on. We don't know exactly why this hole punctured in the spillway, but we do know that it was an abundance of caution that local officials looked at it. They saw that there were 3.5 million acre feet of water, so that's enough water to feed 3.5 million suburban homes. And they said, we can't risk having a 30-foot wall of water come into this populated area. So they told everyone to get out.
Wow. Well, meanwhile, your colleague Dan Brecke there at KQED talked to people during this evacuation, 4:30 in the afternoon, little notice, Sunday night, people trying to get out. It sounded crazy.
Yeah, that's right. Dan was talking to people who all of a sudden, so you have about 200,000 people who now have to get out of an area that the infrastructure-wise, you know, this is more rural California. This is just outside of Chico. It's about 140 miles northeast of San Francisco. So infrastructure-wise, these roads are not as big. There's not a mass freeway system outside of Interstate 5 to get folks out. So they have to, you know, kind of go through these areas that are really contracted traffic-wise. And Brecke spoke to a guy named Philip Haar, and Philip Haar said there was a lot of confusion.
All our neighbors start going crazy outside. You think it was like a zombie apocalypse out there, where people were running, trying to get out of Dodge.
And as people were making this mad scramble, Robin, people who were disabled were actually left behind. I want you to hear something from Marilyn McKinney. Her family was left waiting for help.
My daughter-in-law is still there with her sister, who is bedridden, but we've got her in a wheelchair. They were supposed to be sending an ambulance or someone to help transport her out, and nobody has shown up for her yet.
So as you can hear, Robin, there was a lot of confusion and a lot of, to be honest with you, some panic and some heartache as people tried to get out of this area.
Well, John, first of all, please keep us posted on what happened to Marilyn McKinney's daughter-in-law and her sister, you know, who tried calling 911. Let us know what happened there. But meantime, there seems to be good news that the water is receding.
The water is receding, but there are storms that are coming in the back end. And again, we're talking about 900 feet of water. That's a lot of pressure. And the idea that more water is going to come in, plus, you know, this area collects water not just from what falls from the sky, but also from the Sierra Nevada, the runoff that comes from there. And the snow is melting much faster than it normally does. So the snow fell. It is turning into liquid much more quickly, filling up, you know, the river basins and ending up here. So what we're hoping for is that the water falls, it's fallen about a foot since yesterday. It needs to fall 49 more feet. And once that happens, it should be a lot safer. So we're
hoping that all?
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, just, Yeah, I mean, just about 7 or 8 Shaquille O'Neals, no big deal. So once that water falls that far, then it should be a lot safer. But again, with the storms, with the snow runoff, we're concerned that that's not going to happen. And so we haven't seen the evacuation order lifted.
Right. And your governor there, Jerry Brown, has an emergency order. There are shelters that have been set up at fairgrounds. Quite the scene there in Northern California. John Sepulvedo, host of the California Report, on Here Now, contributor to KQED, keeping an eye on it for us. John, thank you.
Thank you.